Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, our last live show here of the month of May, when we have Raleigh County Police Department Director Dennis Butler joining us here via Zoom. Good morning, Mr. Butler.
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. It's good to be with you again.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a pleasure, and always look forward to getting updates here from the Raleigh County Police Department. Big holiday weekend, obviously. Are you getting out this weekend, going to do anything fun?
Yeah, my wife and I are going to go to a lake and hang out for the weekend with some friends of ours.
Very nice. That's a popular thing. A lot of people going out, doing things outdoors, although it is going to be a little chilly here, but that seems to be a popular destination.
Well, yeah, it'll be colder than normal, but not too cold that we can't spend some time outside. So that's the plan. One of my daughters may join us as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
Very good. Well, obviously, whenever we have the holiday weekend, safety is always highly encouraged, whether it's on the roads, out on the lake. We've had the game warden here. We talked to him recently, Ben Jedlicka, about boating safety, but I'm sure that's a message you guys are all sharing with constituents as well.
Yeah, especially after everybody's been cooped up for so long. It's a nice weekend and people are making travel plans and other recreational plans, and it's just a good time to remind them to wear their seatbelts, don't drink and drive, and just be safe and have fun. And that's what we hope happens.
Absolutely. The Click It or Ticket campaign, I know, began last weekend. It's kind of a 10-day event here across the state of Kansas. RCPD participates in that, and that's a nice effort that KDOT kind of helps fund to get more officers out there and checking for to make sure people are buckling up.
Yeah, we participate in all of their campaigns. This one started on May 21st and ends on Monday the 31st. It focuses on seatbelt usage, but other safety violations that could also cause crashes or be dangerous are things the officers are remaining aware of.
Would you say you guys write more tickets for seatbelt violations or for distracted driving?
Distracted driving, a lot of times that citation is issued after a crash, after interviewing the driver about what they were doing prior to the crash. I don't know which one we issue more often, but I know both of them are common citations, seatbelt usage and, or lack of seatbelt usage, and also distracted driving.
Okay. Very interesting. Well, again, obviously encouraging safety. We talked with Lieutenant Asher. I know he's up to speed on this, so we would love to prevent any accidents out there, and obviously buckling up will prevent any fatalities on the road here as well. Lots going on here at the Raleigh County Police Department. I know the Law Board has been working on potentially getting a budget ready here for the next budget cycle, and Has that kind of stalled right now? Because I know that the Law Board meeting this month, it was tabled, and they were going to have maybe another work session coming up on that. What's the latest?
Well, we're hoping to have this the special call scheduled for next week, either on June 3rd or 5th. It just hasn't been finalized yet. We're doing our best to accommodate the schedules of all the Law Board members. We did delay requesting approval for publication of our budget options. There were a couple of things that happened at the last minute. Well, one wasn't the last minute, but it was complicated. That was Senate Bill 13 about the revenue neutral rate. That's an issue that is new. It's something that we have to consider as we make our budget proposal. And also that same morning, the county took an action to award COLAs this year to county employees before this year ended. So that threw a curveball into our budget, not only for the remainder of this year, but for next year as well. So we've been working on that, and we'll present some new options to the law board at the special call, and we'll see what happens.
You know, compared to what we had last year, are you expecting any drastic changes here? And if so, can you shine any light on that yet?
In terms of the 2022 budget proposal, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're requesting the COLAs based on the Midwest Consumer Price Index. It's what we use every year, and the merits that employees have earned. So that's in the budget. We're also requesting an additional court screener. This is because there's a very high likelihood that either jury selections or trials will be held at another location in part or whole. And those folks coming and going, especially coming in, need to be screened, and we do not have enough screeners to do that. We are short a screener that was eliminated a few years ago to accommodate a separate position. This happened before my appointment. That creates a little bit of a strain every now and then, but now with this happening, we definitely would like to add another screener because it's going to take a while to get through the backlog of trials. The other thing is we're looking to add a jail cook down in the jail. We've had some issues in terms of staffing recently, and it makes it very difficult when one of the cooks is off or sick or retires to properly staff that position. And sometimes we have to pull correctional officers to assist. Staffing in the jail is a little challenged at the moment. So it's something that's happened in the past. So we really want to try to add an additional cook down there to make that easier to function. And then the other thing is we want to convert a part-time to a full-time position in our finance section. Our audit the last few years by our auditor has indicated a strong recommendation for our finance person to have a second person working in there as sort of a check and a balance instead of just having one person pretty much overseeing all of the bill paying and tracking income from both the city and the county, to have another set of eyes in there. So this has been a recommendation for several years from our auditor. So we're trying to address that in 2022.
Yeah, I think the challenges with the courts is interesting because it's been a while since jury trials have been held, and you're right, there is quite a backlog coming up. Has that created any issues with capacity at the jail at all with folks awaiting trial?
Well, during COVID, we actually saw our jail population drop to the lowest point it had been in 10 years. There was so much less activity in crime being reported during that time that there just wasn't the number of arrests occurring because of that. Things are starting to return to normal, and so our jail population has probably returned to historical levels at the moment. I can't speak specifically about the kind of bonds that have been set over the last year because of trial delays. In some cases, people have remained incarcerated awaiting trial because it was a very serious crime. In other cases, I think they've been released on bond because there was no immediate date scheduled for the trial. So it was low. Now we're back at normal levels. I don't know what's going to happen once trials resume. It's just haven't been through this before, so it's hard to predict.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Again, Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler joining us here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. As far as the timeline for having a budget set, what is it, June? Usually you try to get that done, or is it July? I can't recall.
You know, historically it's been June, and I don't, and the statutes that govern the operation of the police department and the law board have not changed. And so we are committed to meeting our obligations under statute, which would be June. That's why we're having this meeting. We have to have this meeting sometime next week. And again, hopefully all the law board members will be there. There's been some adjustments in other timelines based on Senate Bill 13. That don't really affect us. It affects the organizations that by statute fund the Riley County Police Department. So we're still trying to meet our deadline of June, getting it published by June 11th.
Okay. And obviously, the once the police department budget is set, that usually kind of spearheads how the city and the county can set their budgets. Got to set the law board, but the police department budget first before those budgets can be set. So it's a big, big process here that has to take place over the next month or so.
Yes, yes, that's true every year. It's an annual process, and typically, again, by statute, the law board approves the police budget in advance of the city and county budget, and it does have an impact on their deliberations.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and more with Director Butler here, RCPD, on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.